So now I have a short interview with a hat maker on Warren Street. I'm going to just go right into it. Ready?
We're all set, yes.
With Bahida at her hat shop on Warren Street. What's the shop called, Bahida?
Bee's Hats.
Bee's Hats. And you're here in the 400 block now, but you're about to move.
Yep, I'm about to move to the little shop next to the diner.
I see. How long have you been in this shop?
2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
So you're certainly picking up and leaving in a hurry?
Well, I'm going to have my own shop up there and won't be sharing the space.
Oh, I see. Now, where were you before you came to Hudson?
I was in San Francisco.
Oh, in the city?
Yeah.
I see. And you had a hat shop?
No. I had a visiting our studio loft.
I see. But where did you learn to make hats?
I learned how to make hats in Italy.
And you use mostly felt?
It's a different types of felt. There's fur, different types of fur felts. And then there's cashmere, velour, and wool, 100% wool.
And you have some kind of a form you shape them over?
So I mainly drape all my hats, which means manipulating fabric. So I take the material and I manipulate it into the shape. It's really sculpting with felt rather than blocking. The traditional millinery is done where you take the felt and you block it on wooden molds, which are already made in the shape of a hat.
And your hats have the shape of a hat. I mean, they're domed like a head. So you do that all by hand, though.
So I use balsa wood blocks. They're soft wood that you can pin into. And all the rest of the design is done by pinning and folding by hand.
I see. How long does it take you to make one?
Well, it depends on the hat. But they can go usually between 10 and 20 hours, depending on a hat. Some hats take 20 hours, but I prefer not to make those every day.
And how do you come up with a design?
I'm inspired by so many things. I really love the 20s and the 30s and silent movies. And but I'm also inspired by nature, too, so I just draw things and then I play and make.
And what brought you to Hudson from San Francisco?
Change. Yeah, I needed a change.
And there's something about Hudson that seemed attractive?
Oh, it was just by chance. I really didn't plan to come to Hudson, but my friend lives nearby, about half hour away from here. And he has a cheese farm, and then I stayed there for a while. And then this was the closest big city next to where he was. So I decided to move, and the same month I decided to open up my shop.
I see. Now, you seem to have some kind of an accent. Were you born in Europe?
I was born in Bosnia, former Yugoslavia.
I see. Yeah. I see. And how long have you been in this country?
Well, I came to U.S. in 1998 after the Balkan War. And then I stayed for a few years and then went to Italy and then came back.
And it was during that time you went to Italy that you took up hat making.
Yeah.
So you more or less apprenticed or studied with a hat maker?
Well, I took millinery classes. And then when I went to San Francisco, I blocked hats for a milliner making hats for Barney's. Like, I have three hats of hers right there. I would make those hats for Barney's.
I see.
For her. Yeah.
Those are made for like special shows or for the inventory at Barney's? I mean, there was
for the inventory. This is her 11th season at Barney's. So for a couple of years, I was blocking her men's hats for Barney's.
I see. So that gave you the experience.
Well, it's a different kind of experience. It's more technical aspect of it that's you know, the craftsmanship behind hand sewing. So I did a lot of that. It's a repetitive work, and it's blocking, which is not really that creative. The only thing that's creative in blocking hats is the decorating hat part aspect.
Now, how do you decide what size to make it?
So my hats are all different sizes, and I custom size each hat to an individual person.
I see. And do you also do custom orders then?
Yes, someone? All the time.
All the time.
Yeah, I prefer to do it that way, and all my hats are one of a kind.
And so someone comes in with a coat or suit or something, and they say, give me a hat to
I suggest to people come in with a coat, because if you're going to get a handmade hat, then you might want it to be good, you know, so you can wear it a lot with your coat.
And are people wearing hats more than they did for a while, say?
I say yes. I suppose
the best people are wearing hats anyway.
Well, I think that a lot of people love hats. They're just not used to it. And there's a lot of beginner hat wearing people. And once they get a hat they love and it fits them right and it's the right color, it's actually flattering on them, then they get used to it and then they buy hats. But I think there are so many people still just appreciate the craftsmanship of millinery. It's such a almost lost art, not lost, but you know, it's a rare thing, and I do think that there are a lot of people who love it.
And it's we never talk about prices on the radio, but it's not something that you actually give away if you're putting that much time into it.
Well, I'm very open to trade. I love trading with people. People have different skills that I don't have, and I always have that option. But handmade hats are expensive, and they range between $150 to $350.
I see. And the women who come and buy hats are all age range?
Yes. That's kind of a beautiful thing about having a hat shop, because anybody can wear a hat. And, you know, even kids, little kids come in and try them on. They can buy them.
Do you do them for men too?
So in the spring and summer, I will have more time to make hats. Because as of right now, I'm just one woman show. I do all the labor. So I can't really do the production for men's hats, which really, this is what I was explaining to you about the blocking hats for the Barneys, because they're men's hats you block, and it's just the production line. I'd rather do the creative ones.
Now, do you start with a more or less a flat piece of felt?
For different ones, yes. But some of them come in these cone shapes.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. And most of the ones that I drape come in flat sheets.
I see. And is there a market in New York where you go to buy these things? Is that where it comes from?
Yeah, there's a millinery supply company that's been there for 100 years. There's actually several, and you have to get different things in different places because, you know, there is just a kind of a rare trade now, so you have to get pieces.
And you have some sort of exotic feathers, I notice, and I guess the
I only rarely ever use feathers. I don't really like them. But occasionally I have vintage feathers.
I see you want people to ask for help before they start trying things on.
Well, occasionally it gets very, very crowded in here. Mm-hmm. It's a very small spot. Mm-hmm. And not everybody understands it's handmade. So I have these daunting signs because I want people just not to to be gentle. Yeah. I usually let them try on their own hats, but that's there to be like, hello.
And I suppose you sometimes, you see a certain face and you may want to suggest a certain hat.
Almost always. I have seen so many faces that I think I pick hats out for people while they're walking down the street. I look out my window and I said, oh, they would look good in a cocktail hat, or they would look good in that hat. Yeah, it's a very... some people notice people's eyes, and I notice the size of their head.
These hats.
That's right.
When do you move?
I will be opening up February 1st in my shop up the street.
And meanwhile, you're here at...
443 Warren Street.
443 Warren Street.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Hudson, and all the best for 2012.
Wala puno.